You guys, there was a total solar eclipse across the United States in August of 2017. I traveled to Wyoming to watch it with my wife and some friends, and it was one of the top 10 things I've done in my life. Now, there will be another total solar eclipse across the US on April 8th, 2024, and I'm already excited for it. So excited for it. Do you want to come with me to watch it? Let's go to Cleveland, Ohio to watch the total solar eclipse. Remember, I was born in Cleveland, and the eclipse path will be right across the city. Over 1 million people are expected to show up to watch the eclipse in Cleveland. To show up, talking about a person and an event, means aparecer, estar presente. Over 1 million people are expected to show up to watch the eclipse in Cleveland. We will definitely have to plan ahead to avoid traffic. To plan ahead quer dizer planejar com antecedência. E vai além do sentido de somente planejar, que no inglês é to plan, porque realmente falar de estar preparado para qualquer coisa que pode acontecer. We will have to plan ahead to avoid traffic. If we leave too late, it might turn out that we miss the whole event. To turn out é exatamente como o phrasal verb to end up, querendo dizer acabar. Falei isso com muito sotaque do interior de São Paulo, né? Acabar. Talvez vai acabar aqui. If we leave too late, it might turn out that we miss the whole event. It might turn out. Talvez vai acontecer. Talvez vai acabar aqui. Ou, tipo, pode ser resultar também. Talvez vai resultar que a gente perde a coisa inteira, algo do tipo, né? It might turn out that we miss the whole event. We do not want that. Essa não. Not that. I heard that during the last eclipse, fights broke out in a few cities because the parks were so crowded during the eclipse. To break out é irromper, começar. A gente usa com doenças ou brigas, né? Fights broke out in a few cities because the parks were so crowded during the eclipse. Também o rosto de adolescentes pode break out com espinhas, assim. É o phrasal verb que a gente usa. Mas, enfim, I also heard that one guy beat up another guy because he took his parking spot right when the eclipse began. Beat up. Essa é simples. Essa é bater. Espancar. One guy beat up another guy because he took his parking spot right when the eclipse began. I know this because a few videos came out that captured the fight. To come out é phrasal verb muito interessante com vários usos. Nesse uso aqui é se tornar público. Esses vídeos se tornaram públicos. I know this because a few videos came out that captured the fight. But this is also the phrasal verb that we use in English when someone tells their relatives, their family, their friends that they're gay. They come out. Por exemplo, my friend Melanie didn't come out to her parents until she was 25. A gente também vai talvez usar to come out of the closet, do armário. My friend Melanie didn't come out of the closet to her parents until she was 25.
Também tem o sentido de resultar, mais uma vez. Por exemplo, na frase, falando do solar eclipse, mais uma vez.
I don't want anything bad to come out of our eclipse experience in Cleveland.
Dá para entender como é no sentido de resultar.
I don't want anything bad to come out of our eclipse experience in Cleveland. So, let's plan ahead and show up to Edgewater Park a full day early. I heard that they're allowing a limited number of people to camp at the park the night before the eclipse. If we camp overnight, we won't have to think about parking, we won't have to think about traffic. We can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Nossa, gente, essa é uma expressão bem comum com esse phrasal verb to sit back, que é literalmente sit back e não literalmente, que diz tipo só relaxar, se descontrair. E é bem comum ouvir com esses outros dois verbos, to sit back, esse phrasal verb, mas daí relax e daí enjoy, nessa ordem. I think that when movies were invented and people started going to the theaters in the beginning of the last century, that was just something common that the speaker, the announcer, said before the movie. He said, "Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show." So if we camp overnight and avoid the traffic, we can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Let's try to get in on that. To get in on, quer dizer, fazer parte de um evento, algo muito legal, sei lá, se envolver numa atividade, uma coisa marcante, ou pode ser uma, sei lá, uma coisa mais cotidiana, né? Uma aula, um jogo de futebol. Eu quero fazer parte. Vamos tentar fazer parte. Let's try to get in on that. We'll set up our tent, get through the night, and then be ready to watch the eclipse in the morning. To get through, literalmente quer dizer passar por, mas muitas vezes no sentido de superar talvez algo que é difícil. Talvez você não goste muito de fazer acampamento, de acampar. Então, we'll set up our tent, get through the night, and then be ready to watch the eclipse in the morning. No harmful light can get through these special glasses. Esse é o sentido literal de get through. No harmful light can get through these glasses, and that's why I will use them to watch the total solar eclipse on April 8th, 2024 in Cleveland. I hope I'll see you there. Are you up for that? Você topa? A gente fala, are you up for that? Mas também a gente fala, are you down with that? Você tá dentro, né? Estranho como a gente usa os dois. Are you up for that? Are you down with that? A gente também fala somente, are you down? Are you down? I'll see you there. Oh, but first let's review the phrasal verbs that we just learned in this lesson. Show up. Over 1 million people are expected to show up to watch the eclipse in Cleveland. Plan ahead. We will have to plan ahead to avoid traffic. Turn out. If we leave too late, it might turn out that we miss the whole event. Break out. Fights broke out in a few cities because the parks were so crowded during the eclipse. Beat up. One guy beat up another guy because he took his parking space right when the eclipse began. Come out. I know this because a few videos came out that captured the fight. Come out. My friend Melanie didn't come out to her parents until she was 25.
Também tem o sentido de resultar.
I don't want anything bad to come out of our eclipse experience in Cleveland. Sit back. We can just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Nossa, fica difícil falar sit back sem realmente sit back. But anyway, get in on. Let's try to get in on that. And finally, get through. No harmful light can get through these glasses. Guys, I can't see you at all. Not that I could see you before, because there's just the camera lens and stuff, and now I'm wearing these glasses, so I definitely can't see you. But I just wanted to thank you for paying attention during all these classes, these modules. Wow, what a ride. And let's keep this good energy and good vibes and good study habits going. Keep it up with the audios, the flashcards, the PDFs. Keep thinking of these phrasal verbs. Keep trying to put them in practice, even if it's just you narrating your day-to-day life. And tamo junto. I'll see you again very soon, I hope. Bye for now.